We were trying to say hello, but I didn't unmute myself.
Hello.
We're still learning.
That's right. But now you can mute yourself. Thank you for saying hello. Thank you.
Today's from the book, 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace by Dr. Wayne Dyer. The first secret, have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. The second secret, don't die with your music still in you. The third secret, you can't give away what you don't have. The fourth secret, embrace silence. The fifth secret, give up your personal history. The sixth secret, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. The seventh secret, there are no justified resentments. The eighth secret, treat yourself as if you already are what you'd like to be. The ninth secret, treasure your divinity. And the tenth secret, wisdom is avoiding all thoughts that weaken you. Good morning. So the first secret is have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. Having a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing sounds easy until you think about how much conditioning has taken place in your life and how much of your current thoughts were influenced by geography, the religious beliefs of your ancestors, the color of your skin, the shape of your eyes, the political organization of your parents, your size, your gender, the schools that were selected for you, and the vocation of your great-grandparents, to list only some possibilities. You showed up here as a tiny infant, capable of an infinite number of potentials. Many of your choices remain unexplored and unrealized because of a hopefully well-intentioned conditioning program designed to make you fit the culture of your caretakers. You probably had next to no opportunity to disagree with the cultural and societal arrangements made for your life, especially as a young child, when your mind is so easily and powerfully influenced. In all your relationships, if you can love someone enough to allow them to be exactly what they choose to be without any expectations or attachments from you, you'll know true peace in your lifetime. True love means you love a person for what they are, not for what you think they should be. This is an open mind and an absence of attachment. The second secret, don't die with your music still in you. The world you live in is an intelligent system in which every moving part is coordinated by every other moving part. There's a universal life force that supports and orchestrates everything. It all works together in perfect harmony. You are one of those moving parts. You show it up here in the body you inhabit precisely on time. Your body will leave here with the same precision. You're an essential piece of this complex system. Here you are in this intelligent system that has no beginning and no end, in which all the galaxies move in harmony with each other. So you must have shown up here for a reason. Khalil Gibran said, when you are born, your work is placed in your heart. So what is your work? Your purpose? Are you living it out the way your heart urges you to? Take a moment right now and point to yourself. Now your finger is most likely pointing to your heart, not to your brain, but to your heart. This is who you are. The constant beating of your heart in and out and in, is a symbol of your infinite connection to the always present heartbeat of God or the universal intelligence. Your left brain calculates, figures things out, analyzes, and comes up with the most logical choices for you. It thinks. Your right brain represents your intuitive side. This is the part of you that goes beyond reason and analysis. It's the part of you that feels things, that's sensitive to love, that's emotional about what's important to you. Your bright brain allows you to tear up as you hold your babies or bask in the beauty of a glorious day. Your left brain can analyze it while your right brain lets you feel it. There's an intuitive, invisible presence that's always within you. I picture this presence as a persistent, little, loving creature who sits on your right shoulder and reminds you when you've lost your sense of purpose. This little fellow is your own death, urging you to get on, with what you showed up here for, because you only have so many days to get it done, and then your body will be departing from your visit in this earth, in this incarnation. Follow your right brain, listening to how you feel and playing your own unique brand of music. You won't have to fear anything or anyone. You'll never experience that terror of lying on your deathbed someday saying, "What if my whole life has been wrong?" Your invisible companion on your right shoulder will prod you each and every time you're moving away from your purpose. It makes you aware of your inner music. So listen and don't die with that music still in you. The third secret. You can't give away what you don't have. Of course you can't give away what you don't have. That seems so obvious that you may be wondering why it is listed as a secret in this book. It's because most people who do not enjoy inner peace and success in their lives have failed to master this simple truth. Think of people you know who give love in response to negative energy that's directed their way. There aren't very many people who respond lovingly in that situation. The ones who do are able to because they have a lot of love to give away. They know that it's impossible to give away what they don't have, and they've gone that extra mile to acquire what it is that they want to both attract and give away. If love and joy are what you want to give and receive, then remember, you can't give away what you don't have, but you can change your life by changing what's inside it if you're willing to go that extra mile. And you can't give away love to others if you don't have love for yourself. You can't show respect for others if you lack self-respect. You can't give happiness away if you feel unhappy. And of course, the reverse is true. You can only give away what you do have, and each and every day, you're giving away items from your own personal inventory. What's in your personal inventory? Do you want to change it? Only you have the power to change it. You might most likely yearn to know your purpose in life. How can I find my purpose? Is the question that is asked most often. A questioner often elaborates on his or her dilemma by saying, "I would be happier if I could be on purpose, but I just don't know what my purpose in life is." You can't come into this world with absolutely nothing, and you will leave this world with absolutely nothing. All of your achievements and acquisitions can't go with you. Therefore, the only thing that you can do is give it away. You'll find yourself feeling purposeful if you can find a way to always be in the sense of service to others. Keep these thoughts in mind, particularly when you feel lost or unsure of your purpose. My purpose is about giving. I'll direct my thoughts off of me and spend the next few hours looking for a way to be of service to anyone or any creature on our endangered planet. This will bring you back to a realization that it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're able to give. In order to fully give and be of service and ultimately feel purposeful, you must be able to say yes when you ask yourself, "Do I really possess what it is that I wish to give away?" The fourth secret is embrace silence. How often do you sit with yourself and just enjoy the present moment of silence with no distractions or worries about what you have to do later today and what you did yesterday? This is one of the reasons that meditation is so important. Meditation means to become familiar with. How familiar are you with yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you even like yourself? Are you comfortable being alone? It has been said that praying is talking to God, but meditation is listening to God. Many of us are now staying home or working from home. This is a perfect opportunity to meditate more and embrace the silence and go within to try to learn more about yourself and to connect with your inner source. Perhaps this is one of the spiritual messages for all of us from this COVID-19. Our minds are always so busy with chatter and worry. It is said that we have 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. Wouldn't it be nice to give our brain a break and just be silent for a while? Who knows what we will find out about ourselves when we go within? We will visit the other secrets at another time, so I leave you now with love, light, peace, joy, health, wealth, and I wish all of you and your loved ones stay safe and healthy during this pandemic transitional period. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. It's really great. Now we're just going to just kind of just take